Often, when we're meditating, we use our imagination. And we imagine a situation that we want to come about and concentrate on that. For example, when we're doing in the sutra meditations, the practice of taking and giving, we imagine all living beings are completely free from suffering, and that we ourselves are completely free from self-grasping and self-cherishing. And we concentrate on that strong belief for as long as possible. Or we imagine that all living beings have attained the pure happiness of enlightenment, and we concentrate on that belief for as long as possible. Sometimes, for example, in Tantra, we imagine having dissolved away all the things we normally see by meditating on ultimate truth, emptiness. We imagine that we become a tantric deity such as Buddha Haruka or Buddha Vajragini, or we imagine that our environment is a pure land. And although these meditations may be very powerful and uplifting and very comforting in some ways, perhaps still we believe, well, it's just imagination. In reality, we're just pretending. And what this reveals is the depth of our self-grasping mind, how we regard all the things we normally see as reality, and these objects of meditation as just mere imagination. But then through following Buddha's profound teachings on ultimate truth emptiness, we come to realize that all the things we normally see do not exist. They're mere appearance to mind. They're mere projections of mind. They have no reality in the sense that they exist from their own side. They have no reality at all. On the other hand, when we're training in meditation and we're imagining a virtuous object, through the power of that imagination combined with correct belief, if we repeatedly meditate, gradually that imagined object will become a reality. Do we have to check? Do we believe that something that is merely imagined can become real, can become a reality? In his book, The New Eight Steps to Happiness, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says, if we imagine something that could in theory exist and then familiarize our mind with it for long enough, eventually it will appear directly to our mind. First, to our mental awareness, and then even to our sense awareness. And then Venerable Geshe says, for as long as the object is just an imagined object, the mind that apprehends it is simply a belief. If the object is a beneficial one, it is a correct belief. And if the object stimulates delusions, it is an incorrect belief. And so we can see how normally in everyday life we use our imagination. Often we imagine things that stimulate delusions, perhaps mostly desirous attachment, uncontrolled desire, perhaps sometimes anger or jealousy or what have you. But in meditation, Buddha teaches us how to imagine beneficial objects, beneficial objects that can become a reality in the future, and concentrate on them. Our mind that is concentrating on a beneficial imagined object is correct belief. What is correct belief? Venerable Geshe says, a belief is a conceptual mind that apprehends its object by means of a generic or mental image of that object. So, for example, suppose we are meditating on taking and we deeply believe that we have taken away all of the suffering of all living beings. And in so doing have completely destroyed our own self-cherishing and self-grasping mind. And we can do that imagination by thinking, yeah, I'm just imagining this, it's very nice, but it's just imagination, it hasn't really happened. But if we're meditating with correct belief, we must believe that has happened. During the meditation itself, we actually believe all living beings are now freed from their suffering. And with Geshe Rinpoche uses the phrase, with strong belief, we concentrate. Venerable Geshe Rinpoche says, if we meditate on a correct belief for long enough, the generic image will become progressively more transparent until eventually it disappears entirely and we perceive the object directly. The imagined object will then have become a real object. So this shows the power of the mind, and it also shows everything is created by mind, and if we want to create a new future for ourselves and all living beings, we can do so. And we do so to begin with through the power of imagination combined with correct belief. And then through concentration, repeatedly meditating for a long time, that imagined object becomes a reality. Geshe says, by meditating on the beneficial belief that we have liberated all sentient beings and destroyed our self-cherishing mind, eventually we will accomplish this. So how important is beneficial belief? And Geshe concludes, our correct belief will then have transformed into a valid cognizer, a completely reliable mind. So as Venerable Geshe says in How to Understand the Mind, we cannot say that correct belief itself is a valid cognizer because it's not reliable, because it's not stable. But when, through the power of concentration on the object of beneficial belief, it ceases to be imagination and becomes a reality, at that point, the mind with which we perceive that object is a valid cognizer. We are perceiving reality. Now, bearing all this in mind, we should constantly try to put our imagination to good use instead of just daydreaming and imagining this, that and the other that we would like or that would we enjoy or somewhere we would like to be or someone we would like to be with and so forth. Instead of just using our imagination for worldly purposes, train in the objects that Buddha teaches, the beneficial objects that he teaches us, and use our imagination to strongly believe they have come about. If we do this, then definitely, eventually, they will become a reality for us.